Hello, this is Zorro Daddy. Part of the charm in writing age play stories is being able to touch on the innocent memories that we were born into and have retained into our adulthood. This story is titled Firesides and Hot Cocoa, and it is taken from the book The Adventures of the Pajama Baby Girl, Volume 1. The first in the 10-volume series. It tells of a quiet evening at home by the fireplace, and how a little chocolate and some flames can warm the hearts of anyone, no matter how little they feel. You're going to love Penny Jordan, or PJ, as she often goes by, and I hope you enjoy listening to this story about her. If you're listening to it as a bedtime story, I hope you dream big about being little. Every word you will hear is a piece of my heart, mind, and soul. Firesides and Hot Cocoa by Zorro Daddy. She sat Indian leg style on a thick fleece blanket with a big bear's face on it. Her daddy was a football fan, and this was the blanket of his favorite team. She often wrapped up in it and sat next to him on the couch. This was what a lot of their Sunday afternoons consisted of, sitting on that couch and watching the football game. But right now, the blanket wasn't for wrapping up in. It was for sitting on and keeping her tushy warm. They were far enough into autumn for the chilly weather to have arrived, but it was still early enough in autumn for them to enjoy the mildness of those first breezy nights without shivering. But Penny loved the autumn season. The leaves changed colors on the trees, and they fell to the ground, making for piles of fun to jump into after her daddy had raked them up. The snow was super fun, too, but those days were still to come. For now, the cooler weather made for perfect times and for the first use of the fireplace in their living room, and it made perfect the conditions for him to start dressing her in her footed pajamas. Spring and summer had the nice weather where she would be dressed in a t-shirt by day and a nightie by night, and she adored being a baby girl in a diaper and little else. But autumn was fun too, because he broke out her footed pajamas and kept her warm in them, from her neck all the way down to her pitties, as she liked to call them. She rocked back and forth as the little feelings filled her mind and her senses, making a tingling feeling dance across her skin. She happily nursed on her pacifier and clung tightly to her teddy bear, debating whether she should tell him she had already wet her diaper, or whether she should wait to allow him to figure it out on his own. She smiled brightly behind her pacifier at the thought of how her life had become so much fun and how much she loved her daddy, not just for being her daddy, but for how he made her feel about herself. She was complex in so many ways, and this gave her character, but she sometimes wished everything could be simpler for her. He gave her the love she needed, and he brought the simple and the sweet into her life. Tonight, they would sit in front of the fireplace, drink hot cocoa with melted marshmallows, she would hope, and enjoy the most important thing they had ever known, each other's company. She could hear him in the kitchen, fumbling through the cabinets and clanking mugs. She lied down on her back, snorting laughter as she covered her face with her hands to prevent making noise. Her daddy was trying desperately to figure out her new organization system, the task she had given herself yesterday morning to finally bring order to the chaos inside those cupboards. With diligence, it seemed he found what he was looking for, as she heard the microwave turn on. Chocolate! Oh, chocolate! What baby girl didn't love chocolate? Oh, the sweetness, the sugar, the unhealthiness. It was bliss, plain and simple. in whatever form it came in. She waited patiently, drumming her fingers on her belly. Lying on her back and waiting for her daddy was something she had grown accustomed to doing, whether it was for a bath, or for a diaper change, or a wake-up, or a tuck-in. It made her feel good. It made her feel little, and that made her happy. Whether it was something a little more grown up in its appeal, or whether it was just a check on her through a sickness, it made her feel loved. It made her feel important, and that made her feel like a princess. Walking very slowly and carefully as to not spill the 2 mugs of hot cocoa he had obviously overfilled, her daddy made his way from the kitchen to the blanket by the fireplace, setting the mugs on the bricks in front of the fireplace. He knelt by her side, touching his fingertip to her nose, then her left cheek, then her right cheek, and then her chin. She beamed back at him with a glow to her face that made evident the contentment she felt in being with him. It was a wonderful feeling. Just to see she could simply be somewhere with him and be happy for it. It spoke volumes about the kind of girl she was and made the attraction, connection, bond, and love he felt for her run deeper than he could have imagined. Here she lied before him, this beautiful girl, so filled with compassion, so filled with life, so filled with happiness, and so filled with a joy that could only be truly captured and kept by a soul which also harbored a love for being truly little. She reached up to him, and he took her hands, sitting her up. Enough with the sentimental thoughts. It was time for hot cocoa. And her eyes were drawn to the mugs of cocoa sitting in front of the fireplace. The pacifier, it dropped from her lips as she excitedly reached for the mug that said, "Baby girl," on the side of it. She reached for it with both hands. At the same time, he picked her up and he placed her on his lap. While sniffing the chocolate scent rising up in the steam from the mug, she situated her small Indian leg style sitting position inside his big Indian leg style sitting position. She sniffed the chocolate scent again, staring down at the even layer of melted marshmallows that formed a cap over the hot cocoa. She looked at the mesmerizing twinkle of the fire, then to the mug warming her hands, and last up to her daddy. She smiled sweetly and took her first sip, giving herself a marshmallow mustache. She laughed at herself, licking off the mustache. Just a happy little girl sitting on her daddy's lap. She leaned her head back against his chest as he brought his hands up on her temples, running his fingers through her nearly dried hair. The bath he gave her earlier had left her with that clean feeling she craved just as much as every other passion in her life he fulfilled. Added into that clean feeling was the wonderful memory of how she got cleaned. By his hands, by his actions, and with the caress that only a daddy could give. She finished her mug and leaned forward to pick up his mug. He scooped up her baby blanket, draping it over her shoulders before he began massaging the back of her neck. She leaned her head forward, smiling at the knowledge that it would only be a matter of time before he had her so relaxed she would begin to get sleepy. This was how he began putting her to sleep every night. Within a few minutes, her eyelids were growing heavy, and her head was bobbing as she began nodding off. He wrapped the baby blanket around the rest of her and leaned her back into his arms, cradling her as he returned the pacifier to her lips. She accepted the pacifier in her mouth, helpless to resist the comforting treatment and her pending slumber. He rocked her back and forth, patting her diaper bottom until she was far away and dreaming. the end.